Brett Hayes, let's stay with the Senate for a while. What are the races you're watching?
In the Senate, there are probably, four races that Democrats absolutely have to win to get to 50, which is New Hampshire, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana.
Let's start with Wisconsin if we can. Now, that's an interesting one because there you have a redo.
We do. We have the redo where Russ Feingold's attempting to take back his seat. Polls show him up by quite a bit. So this is actually one of those that feels quite comfortable if you're in the Democratic camp. I think also, Hillary Clinton has a sizable lead in that state. And so, in terms of the coattails, it's only going to be to their benefit. So that's a particularly strong state.
So how does that work? You voted a senator out of office and now you vote him back in?
Well, Feingold was not terribly unpopular himself. He got caught up in a wave. That happens.
Sure.
This is one of the differences between, general elections that happen in a presidential race and a midterm. And, before he lost on a midterm. And, I think that's, this is a real opportunity for him to use timing to his advantage. That's one of those that
looks
very good. I think if you're really trying to figure out which is the race to pay the most attention, it's Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has been a fairly tight race. Senator Toomey, defending his seat, has
the Republican,
yes, has been up by a bit until recently, and then we see the slide as Trump has had his problems. He's begun to drag down others, even though that Toomey has really tried to distance himself from Trump. But this is like one of those areas where we see if, in fact, Clinton has coattails, if she can, in fact, win by a sizable majority in Pennsylvania and polls show her up by, a decent size, five or more in Pennsylvania.
And how close is the Senate race?
Senate race right now, the last several polls that I've seen, it is a dead tie. It's not a statistical tie. It is a dead tie.
Right.
It is as toss up as you can find. I think as a consequence, this is the one where, I was talking previously about ground game and its effects. This might be one of those areas where we see if Clinton's ground game can help a Democratic candidate.
Well, quite often in some of these elections, Brett Hayes, the presidential candidates say, me first, forget about everybody else. But in this election, I'm sensing that Hillary Clinton sees an opening here for a presidency.
She absolutely does. One of the reasons why she is spending money in places like, Georgia, in Arizona, has to do not so much with her ability to win those states, although that's interesting, but it has to do with House and Senate races. So she is very much looking at what's going on in Congress and attempting to use some of those financial reserves to influence, to create majorities, certainly in the Senate, but even try make that effort for the House. And of course, that builds up capital too, right? It's not just about whether you're successful or not, but doing so.
Who owes you?
Yeah, exactly. Is useful for your legislative agenda once you're in and for future elections.
So we got two. We got Pennsylvania. We're looking at two races so far, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, looking good for the Democrats in one state and the other toss up. What else you got?
Well, New Hampshire, of course, where the Democratic candidate has just kind of moved out slightly. It's been very, very close, but she's at about 2.5 now. That's another one that's very close.
Kelly Ayotte can't get out of her own way with this Trump. She's between the rock and the hard place.
Yeah.
Does she vote for him or doesn't she?
Yeah, exactly. Is he a role model or is he not? Right. She really stumbled on that. And it shows how difficult this has been to navigate for those looking for re-election. And I think in that same vein, and this one's a little different, but is Nevada. Nevada, of course, is not an opportunity for Democrats to flip. Harry Reid is retiring, but they're trying to retain that. And right now, obviously, that's important for the overall number. And this looked like a real opportunity for the Republican Party to flip a Democratic-held seat. Joe Heck, who is a popular lawmaker, is running for that seat. He's been a member of Congress for a while. But he has run into a Trump problem, and his Trump problem is that he distanced himself from Trump after the Access Hollywood audio and video came out. He basically said, you know, I can't support Trump. This is not who we are. And he has slipped significantly since then. Republicans are saying, I'm a Trump person. How dare you? We've seen the Democratic candidate Cortez Masto really benefit from that in the 3 weeks since. And now, you know, that's a neck and neck race. One last thing there, that we know that in Nevada politics, organization matters, right? And Harry Reid, if you think back 6 years ago, he was kind of predicted to lose his seat, but he turns out voters like crazy. They rely a lot on the strength of labor unions in places like Clark County, where Las Vegas is. And, you know, this is a tight race can really break in the Democratic favor in Nevada, in part because of mobilization efforts.
Okay, so you gave us four. What's the fifth?
I think in terms of the fifth, we're looking at Illinois. And Illinois is, you know, a fairly safe seat now for Democrats. I mean, it is for the most part a state where Democrats do well. But if we're thinking about, again, 6 years ago, we were in a midterm election, and it was one where Republicans did very, very well. As a consequence, this is in some ways a really easy pickup for the Democrats, but an essential one, right, to flip the Senate to their advantage. So, you know, it's one certainly to watch. It looks very safe, but it's an important one. I don't think I mentioned Indiana before. You know, Evan Bayh, who, you know, has been popular. He hasn't had the smoothest of campaigns, but Indiana, right, is a deeply conservative state. It's expected that Trump takes that state. But yet, you know, he seems to be leading in the polls.
And a family history and all the rest of it.
A long family history. Mm-hmm.
So you've given us basically six to watch. The one that seems the messiest is Pennsylvania, yes?
Yeah, Pennsylvania is the one to watch very closely. It's going to be the most kind of interesting, I think, in the Senate.
Always great to talk to our friend Brad Hayes, Associate Professor of Political Science at Union College. He knows so much, and he teaches us every time. Thank you, Brad.
Thanks so much.